Then your uncle, her brother, died in 1961 of a heart attack.
Yeah.
And you have good memory of all that.
Yeah. Mom thought about and reflected on years after that, and she used to talk about it, how happy she was that she became the plaintiff and not him. Because she felt like, had he been selected, that he would not have lived and survived, because Norman being a sundown town on a campus, all it would have taken would have been one allegation of some kind of impropriety involving him and a white female, and it could have cost him his life. She knows that Oklahoma was not above something like that happening, so she was glad the way things turned out the way they did. Because even when she was in school, she couldn't stay in Norman school. Every day, she'd have to come to campus, study, go to class, but leave before dark, like everybody else. My dad was working at Tinker Field at the time. And so they eventually had a routine worked out where they would leave Chickasha early enough in the morning that my dad could get her to school, drop her off, go to work at Tinker Field. He'd get off work at Tinker Field, come back to Norman, pick her up, and then back to Chickasha. Or do it in Oklahoma City. Sometimes they had places to stay in Oklahoma City and eventually had rented a place in Oklahoma City. And the same routine would occur. He'd have to come to school, drop her off, go to work, come back, pick her up, and then go home.
Then her mother dies 10 years later in 1971, and she died of cancer.
In this house.
She died in this house.
Just like my mom did.
Were you here?
Well, no. My sister was here and some other people were here, and I had left and gone somewhere when I came back.
That's when you came up to the house and saw the lights outside and knew that your mother had died. And she died of cancer as well.
Yeah.
This is understandable. It's tough for you to remember that. And when you saw those lights outside, you mean like ambulance lights? Yeah. You knew that...
Mama.
Let me then just read here. She writes about the cancer in the book. She says, at this moment, only my family, my pastor, and a few close friends know of my condition. I remain fairly active in medication and radiation, minimize the discomfort. Until my physical deterioration manifests itself, I want to be treated as I always have been. How do I treat myself? I find that I was much more troubled by the earlier deaths of my loved ones than I am with the certainty and nearness of my own. I tell the few who know about my illness that I will have accomplished everything I wanted in this life when I finished this book. Because of my strong religious upbringing, I look forward to life beyond death. Sunset in this life is sunrise in the next.
It was in December of 1992 that I carried her to the doctor's office. I was in there, and he told my mom about the cancer. They had been treating her for a heart condition. The cancer just kind of slipped up on them. We had been working on the book since 93, and it was in December that she found out that the cancer was terminal. We got it out of them. They expected she could survive probably 10 months. So we knew she had about 10 months. By this time, I had quit my job at Langston and was just working full-time with her on the book. We were in the last phases of the book. She knew she had about 10 months to live, and we got the final copy to the University of Oklahoma Press in May. We'd gone back and forth with Danny Goble on editing stuff. They used to really fight about that. He'd take it out, she'd put it back in. In May, we got the book to the OU Press. Everybody was satisfied with it, and she did tell David Bourne. He knew. He came to the hospital to see her. And he told her he was going to do everything he could to get that book finished in time for her to see it. In July or August, they brought the galleys to her, the camera-ready pages to her. She saw that. They were now trying to get it printed. She died in October and didn't see the final book.
Her husband died. Your father?
He had died much earlier in 87.
In 87, yeah. Of a heart attack.
Yeah, in the backyard.